heart.
Yes, that's in my heart. Well, I wanted to share with you about the work down in Mexico, San Luis Potosí is where I am. And my ministry is with the children, mainly through clubs, neighborhood clubs, in which we have, you know, Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, some question answer games about the Bible stories, and of course, memory verses every week. And most of our children are unsaved, and most don't learn their verses. But when the Lord starts, Well, the positive part is, although they come for the arts and crafts mostly, you know, I mean, this is their eagerness to come. Of course, they're dead. I mean, they're dead in sin. Why would they have interest in the Word of God? You know, I mean, we don't even have the interest in the Word of God that we should have when we're saved, you know. And so the children are dead, and I think it's unreasonable for us to think that they're going to come just dying to hear the Word of God. But so anyway, they come, and finally after the Lord starts working with them, they start learning their verses, usually for to win games, you know, or to win the other kids or whatever for wrong reasons again. But the Lord has his timing, and we can see him working in some of the children's lives. Others were you know, living by faith that the Lord is going to work in their lives. And can use these verses that they're learning now that later that he'll use them to touch their hearts. And, that's the, I have, right now we have three clubs in the different parts of San Luis with hopes of starting more as new sisters come in and get grounded, that they would, have interest in having the children in their homes. My desire, of course, is that I can get the women into heaven and being the leaders of the club, so that when I leave, then the children still have the clubs. But as it's turned out now, we haven't been able to get any of the sisters to keep the club. You know, I mean, they start getting discouraged too, and I can certainly understand the discouragement when the children don't seem interested and, you know, you feel used. And if we forget that we're there for the Lord and we're doing it as unto the Lord, it's hard to keep going, you know. And so one of the sisters, Elena, who had a club for almost a year, she gave it up. I think it was in February or March. She just, you know, no, I quit, you know, but she was able to be talked into let me use her house anyway. And, so we've started the club again in her house, but, this time she says she's not up to being the leader of it. But praise the Lord that the word still goes out. The children who were interested in, or at least coming to the club, I don't know if they were interested in the Word of God, but at least coming to the club, they now have the opportunity again to start coming. And that to me is a blessing. One child has learned something like 30-some verses. And she's got the recall, you know, I mean, it's not just a verse learned one week and then forgotten. She has the recall. And to me, if it's only that one child that gets to use the Word of God, it's all worth it. And, that's the main ministry that I have is the children. Although Nelda and I visit the sisters, and that's a real encouragement because they have so many trials and problems that, especially when you're depressed, you should go and visit the sisters just to lift you up, you know. Just to lift you up, you know, to see that. I mean, it's hard to find an encouraging word for them because it's tough. I mean, they really live under a lot of hard situations, you know, especially a lot of unsaved husbands and, you know, who mistreat them and mistreat the family. And, it's real hard for the sisters to try to be the submissive wife that the Bible tells us that she should be, you know, and it's hard to be the one to tell her that that's what you have to do. And she said, yeah, but you don't have a husband. I said, yeah, I know. Thank God. but it's still something that she has to do, you know.
Thanks for all things.
That's right. And that's one thing, especially when you see the messed up families. People, if you're not married and you don't have the Lord's guidance, don't do it. Don't do it. Only with the Lord's guidance, I think. because the poor families, some of them are just so torn apart. But also, we have a couple sisters that, we have a Bible study also, once a week for the sisters. And although we're not having very good participation as far as very many coming, there's two or three of the sisters that, you know, you start getting a little discouraged with because they can't remember anything that you said before. They can't answer any of the questions. You think, you know, why are we bothering, you know? But you can really see life. You can really see the Lord growing, them growing in the Lord, especially in two of the sisters, Graciela and Felipe. They are trusting the Lord. They have peace in their hearts, you know. They share this peace. They're able to claim the promises, you know, that all things work together for good. And this is all things like they're, one of the girls, her teenage boy, is in a gang. And he's accepted the Lord, but he's gone back into the world now. And just terrible things, you know. And she was ready to leave her husband over him, you know, fighting over this boy. And finally, she's turned it over to the Lord, and it's a real blessing. She just says, Lord, take care of my boy, you know, teach him the way you have to. And she was able to just let him be kicked out of the home and her stay dependent and submissive to her husband. And that was a real victory for her, you know, to stay dependent to her, I mean, submissive to her husband instead of going after the kid, you know. And that was just a real blessing, and she has joy for it. She knows it's going to work out for good because she loves the Lord. And to me, that's a real blessing, you know, that she's able to claim that promise when she needs it the most. And Felipe too, she has family that, you know, isn't accepting the Lord and that has had hard times too, a lot of hard times. And, she's able to say, you know, I have the Lord now and it's changed my life and he's given me peace. And to me, even if she can't recite verses, even if she can't tell you the, what she just studied, you know, she can't repeat back. She's growing in the Lord.
Amen.
She's growing in the Lord. And to me, that's a real blessing. As for my personal walk with the Lord, the Lord's been dealing with me a lot. Same thing. He seems to deal with me a lot. I seem to be on that circle that the potter was talking about, you know, just sort of get dizzy and cry because then he takes you off and puts you in the fire or something, you know. Well, let's go back to the circle. And, it's sort of my experience, and I guess it's sort of, I've been saved now for 5 years, and it's been my experience all along. But I guess the Lord has chosen this time now to really deal with this aspect of my life, because I find myself in Romans just a whole lot, Romans 6 through 8, and dealing with my emotions and my feelings. You know, I mean, I still live by feelings, although I know that it's contrary to the Word of God, you know, that I'm to live by faith. But I find that my feelings interfere with just so much and rob my joy, just like you were talking this morning, just rob my joy, you know. And I don't want this. And, of course, the Lord has showed me that I need to bring it to the foot of the cross, you know, and reckon myself dead. And I'm able to see now that my feelings and that my emotions are self. I mean, it's just self, you know. Somebody just isn't treating me the way I think I should be treated,
right.
Or you know, just feeling sorry for myself, or just, you know, dwelling in self-pity, just whatever it is, it's self, and it's sin, and I confess it as sin, and I know that the Lord's going to give me victory over it. I know He's given me victory over it, and I just have to claim it. And I would like to share a couple of verses that I've been through the last couple of weeks. Joe Benedetti had left some books down there, and I've gone through his books. I think they're real treasures. He thinks he's going to get them back, but I don't think so. And Psalms 42 is one. I don't think we're going to be able to get them back, Joe. The border, you know, is real tough at times. okay. Psalm 42, verse 5 and 11 are verses that, you know, I really ask myself a lot. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. And then 11 is, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is in the help of my countenance and my God.
Amen.
And I don't even have a reason to be cast down many times, you know. I mean, I don't even know what it is. It's just I wake up down. And I know in 1 Corinthians 15:57.
Amen.
tells me, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So I know I have victory in this, and I, although many times it looks like I don't, and I feel like I don't have it, I know it's because of unbelief, because I haven't claimed it, and I haven't put it to action, or I haven't allowed the Lord to act in me, or, how do I say it? I haven't crucified the self. I haven't allowed the self to be crucified with Christ and to be buried and resurrected. And in Hebrews 3:18-19, it tells me what my problem is. And to whom, because to have this victory, I want to be in rest. I want to have peace. I want to have joy. I want to be rejoicing in the Lord in all things. And to have that, I'm in rest with the Lord, right? I should be, I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, the reason I'm not in that rest is because of unbelief. And to whom swear he, that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. And when it seems like I don't have the victory, when it seems like I don't have the joy that I know I have, because the Word of God tells me I have it. And when it seems like I don't, it's because of unbelief, and it's sin. The unbelief is sin. And I need to remember that in all things I'm to praise the Lord, and
Amen.
I'm to give thanks. First Thessalonians 5:18 says, and everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And Philippians 4:4 says to rejoice in everything. And again, I say
Amen.
Rejoice. And this is my testimony. I pray that I do get victory in this.
Amen.
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 I feel compelled just to add a word of testimony there. You know, that's over in 2 Timothy, that from a child that was known from the Scriptures. That from a child that was known from the Holy Scriptures that are able to make thee wise unto salvation.
Amen.
You know, dealing with kids, that's one of the hardest ministries you could probably deal in. If you'll recall, some of you were here and heard the testimony of Billy Cummings not too long ago. And he was back in with the Aztec Indians,
Amen.
Oh, some 30 some odd years ago. And he went back into them mountains and he got almost no results. 30 years later, today, he's back in the mountains. And you know who he's talking to?
His children.
Those children that heard the preaching of the Word. Those children who heard the preaching of the Word are now men.
That's right.
Are now the leaders of the community. And you know what's going on back in the Indians, with the Aztec Indians, today, this day? One of the greatest revivals Amen. That you've ever seen.
Amen.
Ask Billy Cummings to come back off the mission field. Ask him.
Yeah.
You ain't got enough money to get that man to come off the mission field. He's having the best time of his whole ministry. But
yeah.
Who is it with? Those children. 30 some odd years ago. You heard the preaching of the Word.
Amen. Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, amen.